It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're talking about a topic that many of us can relate to, distraction. In a world filled with constant information, notifications, and entertainment, distractions are unavoidable. But instead of viewing distractions as something inherently negative, today we're going to explore how you can mindfully choose distraction in a way that serves your well-being and helps you find balance between focus and escape. Let's be honest. Distractions aren't always a bad thing. In fact, they can often serve as an important role in helping us recharge, relax, or even gain perspective. But there's a difference between mindlessly distracting ourselves to avoid discomfort and mindfully choosing distraction as a conscious way to step away, rest, and reset. Today, we're going to learn how to recognize that difference and how to incorporate distractions into our lives in a mindful, intentional way. At its core, mindfulness is about being aware of the present moment and making conscious choices about how we respond to our thoughts, emotions, and experiences. This also applies to how we handle distractions. We all know what it's like to mindlessly scroll through social media, binge-watch TV, or engage in other activities without really being present. These types of distractions often leave us feeling disconnected, drained, or even guilty afterward. But when we mindfully choose distraction, we bring awareness to our need for a break and make a conscious decision to engage in an activity that supports our mental, emotional, or physical well-being. To better understand this concept, think of focus and distraction as two sides of a coin. Both have their place in our lives, and the key is to find balance. Just like our muscles need rest between workouts, our minds also need moments of relaxation to function at their best. Mindful distraction allows us to step away from the tasks or stressors with awareness, giving our minds the rest they need while ensuring that we're not using distraction as a way to avoid difficult emotions or responsibilities. One of the biggest challenges when it comes to distraction is recognizing when it's helpful and when it's harmful. Mindless distraction often arises when we're feeling overwhelmed, bored, or uncomfortable, and we instinctively reach for something to escape those feelings. But these kinds of distractions can quickly spiral into avoidance or procrastination, leaving us feeling more stressed or disconnected in the long run. On the other hand, mindful distraction is intentional. It's a conscious decision to step away for a specific purpose, whether it's to relax, recharge, or shift your perspective. To illustrate the difference between mindless and mindful distraction, I want to share a story called The Archer and the Target. There was once an archer who trained every day to perfect his aim. He would spend hours focused on his target, practicing over and over again. One day, as he was preparing for a competition, he noticed that his focus was slipping. No matter how hard he tried, he couldn't keep his arrows on target. Frustrated, the archer's teacher approached him and said, "You've been practicing too hard, my friend. Your mind and body need rest. If you don't step away and relax, you'll never regain your focus." Reluctantly, the archer agreed to take a break. He spent the afternoon walking through the forest, listening to the birds and letting his mind wander. When he returned to his practice later that day, he found that his focus had returned and his aim was sharper than ever. This story reminds us that sometimes stepping away and allowing ourselves to be distracted can actually help us return to our tasks with greater clarity and focus. The key is to do so mindfully, with awareness and intention. Now that we've explored the concept of mindfully choosing distraction, let's talk about some practical techniques you can use to bring more mindfulness to how you approach distractions in your daily life. Number one, check in with yourself before choosing distraction. Before you reach for your phone, turn on the TV, or engage in another distraction, take a moment to check in with yourself. Ask yourself, why am I seeking distraction right now? Are you feeling overwhelmed and need a mental break, or are you avoiding something uncomfortable? By bringing awareness to your motivation, you can make a more conscious decision about whether distraction is the best choice in that moment. Number two, set an intention for your distraction. If you decide that a distraction is necessary, set an intention for how you will engage with it. For example, you might say, "I'm going to watch this show for 30 minutes to relax," or "I'm going to take a 10-minute walk to clear my mind." By setting a clear intention, you create boundaries around your distraction and ensure that it serves a purpose rather than becoming an endless escape. Number three, practice mindful distraction activities. Choose distractions that allow you to be present and engaged rather than zoning out. For example, instead of mindlessly scrolling through social media, you might choose to listen to a podcast that interests you, like this one, or read a book, or engage in a creative activity like drawing or cooking. These types of mindful distractions can be both relaxing and fulfilling, providing you with a break while you still keep, connected to the present moment. Number four, set time limits for distractions. It's easy for distractions to take up more time than we intended, especially when we're using them to avoid something. Set a specific time limit for your distraction, whether it's 10 minutes or an hour, a day or a weekend, or even a week or a month if it's a holiday. Use a timer if necessary, and when the time is up, gently guide yourself back to your task or the next part of your day. This practice helps prevent distractions from becoming procrastination. And number five, set an intention for balanced focus and distraction. If this is something you'd like to work on, maybe you can make today's daily intention something like, how many more ways can I continue to find balance between focus and healthy distraction even more? This intention will guide your actions and help you cultivate a mindful approach to both productivity and relaxation. Mindfulness teaches us that distraction is not something to be avoided or shamed, but something to be approached with awareness and intention. By mindfully choosing when and how to distract ourselves, we can find balance between focus and rest, ensuring that we're both productive and taking care of our mental and emotional well-being. And that's it for today's episode. I do hope you found something useful or valuable in the insights into how mindfulness can help you navigate distractions in a more intentional and balanced way. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance on managing distractions, I do offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new app, which is also called It's Now Again. You can find that on your App Store or jeremywest.net, and you'll find there a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations, to support your journey of mindful focus and healthy distraction. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.